Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Leah Patterson, legal counsel with First Liberty Institute. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 is a federal law first introduced by then-Congressman Chuck Schumer. The measure, quote, ensures that interests in religious freedom are protected. Now, Leah, the contraception mandate is at the center of an ongoing battle for Catholic group Little Sisters of the Poor. Would you give us a little bit of background on the ministry's mission and healthcare objection?
Well, I think this goes back to when the Affordable Care Act was adopted and the Department of Health and Human Services adopted a mandate that would require employers to provide contraceptive insurance coverage for all FDA-approved contraceptives. And the Little Sisters of the Poor are an order of nuns, and they have religious objections to providing contraceptive insurance. They've been fighting in court for many, many years, ever since that mandate was adopted, trying to get an exemption.
Were they part of the Hobby Lobby suit a few years back?
I don't believe that they were parties to that suit, but the cases were developing at the same time.
Gotcha. Sorry, go ahead. You were mentioning the Trump administration.
When President Trump came to office, the Department of Health and Human Services created a new exemption that would extend to Little Sisters of the Poor and accommodate their religious beliefs. So we all thought that that was the end of it, and it ended happily. But several states, namely Pennsylvania, California, and a few others, sued the Trump administration, basically saying that the religious accommodation was inappropriate. So that's what this lawsuit is basically the Little Sisters of the Poor back in court fighting to keep the exemption that they received from the new administration.
Wow, they've had quite a few lawsuits. My understanding is that they've had maybe four, but this one, it will be heard by the Supreme Court this spring?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. So part of our listening area includes Pennsylvania. So, of course, this is a big deal to our listeners. What is sort of the other side? What is Pennsylvania's argument?
Well, the main argument that we see made against the exemption is that essentially these states think that the interest in contraceptive insurance coverage is more important than accommodating the religious beliefs of organizations like the Little Sisters. And so what they're arguing is that because they think that, therefore the administration is not allowed to think anything different. Now, that's just kind of a general summary of the basic point, but that's what's being litigated.
This is a big deal. We should sit up and take notice because this impacts many Christian organizations.
Yes, that is correct. And at the end of the day, this case could have significant ramifications for how one of the most important religious liberty laws operates. That's the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
So what can we do to be proactive going forward?
Well, I'd say just stay engaged, watch the news for additional updates on the case, and honestly, speaking as a Christian myself, pray. I think that's the most important thing.
Great. Thank you. Leah, any other insights or things you think that our listeners would benefit from knowing?
Well, for more information on the ongoing fight to protect religious liberty, please visit our website at firstliberty.org.
That's Leah Patterson with First Liberty Institute. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.